Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me in the new year is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
Good. Looking forward to a long, quick, paced show.
It'll feel like 3 hours and it'll only be 2 hours. joining us also is Sean. Sean, how are you doing?
Good. Happy New Year. Technically, this is our first show since the new year.
Yeah, since we did one on the 7th or something, or the 8th of December, the GameScope one.
That was at the beginning of December? Jesus, that feels like...
I'm sorry, the 27th or the 28th.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking of the last number. I was like, was it 2-7 or 2-8? I forget.
I don't keep track of your little GameScope stuff, whatever.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Pokemon and Pikachus or whatever.
Hey, don't hate Pokemon, bro.
Seriously.
Go away,
Nick.
Ah, delicious. So, let's start things off. I believe last night this was, Stitch Escape. No, not Stitch Escape.
Stitch Kingdom.
Stitch Kingdom, thank you. One of those things. Stitch's Great Escape, Stitch Kingdom. The Stitch Kingdom website broke news that Disney has filed permits and other information for an expansion to Epcot, everyone! Yay!
World Showcase finally expanded.
Yay! And what we're getting is basically Coke Corner, but with Frozen. So what the idea is that when we had our Frozen talk before, we said, you know what? There's this great area right between Mexico and Norway where you could expand and build an attraction. You know, you could even have the queue line somewhere in the Norway Pavilion, whatever. Still keep Maelstrom. Well, that area, they are going to build something in, and it's a bathroom and meet and greets. I also believe this was like a rumor from last year or something, or two
Spirit
years ago.
Spirit had talked about it last year.
Yeah.
Or the year before. I don't remember.
About a generic princess land. So.
Well, yeah, it was basically, I think the rumor was that it was going to be like what...
Fairy Tale Hall
was, because that had just opened when the rumor came out.
Yeah, and now it seems like they've kind of gone for the full Frozen on it, so that's gonna...
Which, I mean, this is to be expected.
I assume they'll probably have it ready for 2015, December, whenever they open this attraction up later this year.
I mean, it's just a build. It's not even like... It's just gonna be a building with a facade probably stapled to the front. I did a quick glance over the PDF, and it didn't look like there was much to it, so.
How quick did New Harambe go up?
Very quick.
I don't know.
I mean, that's way more involved than this probably will be, but, yeah, I mean, that's probably a similar...
It might be similar.
A similar time frame.
Yeah.
Probably less than that, because they had to build that theater and all that stuff in the New Harambe area. This is just... Basically, a prefab building with a facade put on it, and you just split it up into two bathrooms and a meet and greet.
Yeah.
When you say it's just a building with a facade staple onto it, I can just think of those traveling carnival haunted houses.
With, like, airbrushed Anna and Elsa on the front.
It looks like a really bad, like, van, like, painting with Anna and Elsa.
It's like the avalanche rod that they have at the fair, on the theme to Frozen. DJ Olaf.
Yeah.
Get that?
Yeah,
just sell it.
Yeah, it's on black velvet and glow in the dark.
I would kind of be okay with that, just for how ridiculous it is.
And Olaf, is not Olaf. It's the gangster Olaf that the West Coaster posted a little while ago with like him with like the shorts down and like the backwards ball cap and the sunglasses.
Two Chains.
Yeah, Poochie Olaf.
Two Chains. Two Chains is on there too.
Elsa's now I want a two change version of Let It Go.
Elsa's vaping. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. Is there anything else besides Epcot's a joke, I guess, or wait and see or whatever we can add to this?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
but basically, what's coming to Epcot is a cheap version of what should a cheap smaller version of what they should be building in Hollywood Studios right now.
Yeah,
which like they should be building a nice Frozen land or mini land in Hollywood Studios right now, but instead we're getting a Maelstrom retheme and a meet and greet that doesn't belong in Epcot, or I should say a permanent meet and greet that doesn't belong in Epcot.
Yeah.
This is like Tangled Toilets 2. Because you remember, Tangled Toilets were supposed to have toilets and a meet and greet, and they dropped the meet and greet for the charging stations. So this is Tangled Toilets Part 2.
The whole project is basically, like, Tangled was a really good movie that ended up getting toilets because it didn't make enough money, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
And now Frozen makes a shit ton of money and is just getting a rethemed ride and a meet and greet.
Yep. Yes, that is my washing machine in the background. Sorry.
I can't hear it.
Okay. Well, Nick could earlier, so I don't know. I could hear it now.
I can't hear it as bad now.
Okay, that's good. I don't have a problem with there being a permanent meet and greet for Frozen in Norway. My problem is the whole entire making it Arendelle. And
no.
Well, but you, no, have, I have, you a have a permanent meet and greet for a lot of characters throughout.
But no, not the same.
Not the same.
Not a whole building being built on expansion pad for it.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Not a building, but if they just had a permanent meet and greet in there. Like, where that... Yeah. Remember where the Viking ship used to be?
That would be fine. Like, kind of like they did with Snow White in Germany, where they... The little fountain thing over to the side.
The problem is, you can't put something that small for... Anna and Elsa right now.
Right.
You're like, you can't. Because they get 5 million people that come and want to wait in line for them.
Well, you have them in Magic Kingdom.
They won't be in Magic Kingdom after this.
You don't think so?
No. Absolutely not.
If Epcot's paying the money for this, they're going to pay for the exclusive meet and greet for this.
Yeah, they want... The reason... They want people to go. This is going to be the only place to see them. So they're like, well, people are going to go to Epcot. Because Epcot ain't getting anything else. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. Epcot's getting a third Soarin' theater. Woohoo.
Yay. Well, and also remember that this whole entire Frozen stuff came from a budget for A New Imagination.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard that. Where'd that come? Oh, okay.
Anyway. Anyway.
I think that though that is one thing though that we people need to really remember is that these four parks are competing against each other for money and for things.
Yes,
and
they
are pulling from each other. And I think a lot of people don't think about that. They think of them as working all together, and that's not how Walt Disney World set up. Which is sad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Enough Frozen. Enough Epcot depression for now. So they've started it.
Happy thoughts.
Well, happier thoughts, I guess. The hat's coming down at Hollywood Studios. They started by just removing just the tip.
Just to see how it feels.
Just to see how it feels. You know, you never know. they're removing that.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty of jokes. God, that day was full of jokes. So many withheld jokes, too. And then we have walls up. I guess the only thing we didn't really talk about is, like, what could be going where it's what's where the hat's at, and also just a general update on what we think's going on with the expansion plans and the whole entire Disney Hollywood Adventure or whatever rumor.
I think just like a flat stage will probably go where the hat was.
Okay. Do you think it would be like landscaped at all? So
yeah.
Some palm trees or something. Stage,
it'll almost be like, I almost feel like, the stage in Diagon Alley where the you know, Beetle the Bard and Celestina shows, where it'll be raised, but and it won't be obviously a stage, but when they need it to be a stage, they can make it into a stage, you know?
So it'll,
I think it'll be something like that.
It could be, it'll be raised, it'll have some planters around it, it'll look nice.
Like, yeah, and like people will be able to walk over it when it's not in use. But
it kind of, and now and I haven't seen but pictures, but it kind of, I get the impression of like over at Tokyo Disney Sea, don't they have like a stage that's kind of integrated into the infrastructure of the entrance area there? Something along those lines is what I'm envisioning.
For their water parade, whatever they call it nowadays.
Yeah.
For their, like that. For that insanity.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's Japan in a nutshell, so. Yeah, what about any of the other expansion plans? What do you think's going on with the rest of Hollywood Studios and time frames? Because we haven't talked about it in a little while, so we kind of should update our ideas.
Supposedly, the Midway Mania third track is already is under construction. Which, I mean, I guess that'll be a fine holdover if that opens, I don't know, next year or something.
I could see it opening this year.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
And you would think the first thing, new thing that would open would be the Toy Story Playland thing. Which, I mean, they haven't really started yet, but until they announce, like, what's going where, it's hard to, like, get a grasp of how much work would need to be done to get that open, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There, so, well, I mean, you're
going to figure that's going to open late 2016, 2017, somewhere around there, just because work hasn't started yet.
With Toy Story 4?
Oh, I forgot that's happening.
Yeah. Well, no, we all try to forget that it's happening. I think the Playland's going to be right in the area where the Splash Fountain is and the Backlot... Not Backlot Catering. What is it? What's that?
Studio
Catering Company? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the queue line for Backlot Tour in that general area is where it'll be at, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And probably stretch a ways back, but not ton of the way back.
Yeah, it's not huge from what I've seen.
It'll probably be, you know, a few...
But it's a good size.
Yeah, it'll be a few flat rides and probably tie okay into the Honey, I Shrunk the Area... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset thing, I guess. Yeah. Which is like a temporary attraction for the past 25 years or so.
Do you think they're going to leave that alone?
They'll theme it to Toy Story, but they'll keep it, I bet.
They go
yeah,
to
that
Toy
could
Story?
Work with Toy Story.
I mean, that's always been kind of like the armchair Imagineer's idea is like, well, why are you going to make a Toy Story? You know, that kind of thing.
No, it was Bug's Life.
Bug's Life.
Was it Bug's Life? What? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bug's Life would make more sense, but I could see it working for Toy Story.
Yeah, especially with how it's themed, how Toy Story's themed in the other parks, which seems to be just an outdoor, throw your toys in the grass kind of thing.
Oh, some really, really tall grass.
Yeah, the scaling will be way off, but because if that's actually the size and scale, Buzz will be like five stories tall.
Yeah.
Or more.
So. Now we know it's replacing the hat.
Yay! And of course it'll be Buzz because it has to have a little light on top for the aircraft warning.
I mean, they can just like pick them up straight from All-Star Movies and just pick them, plop them right down, right in front of the Chinese Theater. Woody and Buzz, plop, plop.
I would pay money to see them being airlifted across property.
To infinity and beyond. Yeah.
Make that happen, Disney. I want to see a YouTube video about that.
And then who the hell knows what's going on with Star Wars?
I still think that's a moving design target.
Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere close to Star Wars.
I don't think they'll make a final decision until they see how the new movie does when 7 comes out.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're making final decisions in terms of, okay, this is where it's going to go, this is how it's going to work, but as far as, you know, getting more in depth, I think they're going to wait to see how the first movie goes.
You think that we'll get the, wasn't it Jim Hill who said that we were going to get like an aerial concept art like we did for Fantasyland at Star Wars
Weekends? I can see that.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Not Star Wars Weekends.
He said Star Wars Weekends.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe. No, I don't know. Well, you know.
The closest we get is D23.
Yeah, I could...
They're not going to blow their load at Star Wars weekends when they have D23 coming up.
D23 this year or next year?
This year.
See, next year would be perfect because they had the movie coming out and all that stuff. But they're going to be pimping that movie hard at D23, so...
Yeah.
It's going to be Star Wars D23.
Yeah.
I also don't agree with Jim Hill's predictions that it's going to be replacing Echo Lake.
I don't either. I don't see that happening.
I think Echo Lake is safe. I think Frozen will be... In the American Idol theater, I think they're going to put they're going to probably build something more permanent inside the Monster Soundstage, whatever Mabob.
I could see that being just Frozen Q.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like a waiting area.
That's a large area to build a queue.
Yeah, dude, it's Frozen.
Yeah, even then, it's not that popular.
It's still a long. I don't know.
I just don't see Star Wars being right up on Hollywood Boulevard like that.
No, it makes no sense. And also, you're getting rid of two very popular areas. You have the is it the Hollywood and Dine or Vine there? Hollywood and Dine, which has a very popular character breakfast, and then you have 50s Primetime Cafe.
Bay.
Yeah, I know. You love it. I need to go back to it. I had a really bad experience two times, so I need.
It's the only reason why that character breakfast is popular is because it's the only one at the studios.
Well, yeah, but
let's be honest.
They don't have a dearth of sit-down dining.
Right.
It's that, 50s, Brown Derby, and Mama Melrose. Wait, and Mama Melrose and is sci-fi. Like tiny. Oh, I forgot about sci-fi. I forgot that existed.
I like sci-fi, believe it or not.
I want to go back there some point.
Did you hear about sci-fi redid their video?
What?
No. I believe Brandon on Twitter said that they went digital with the film, and when they redid it, they didn't have some of the rights to some stuff, so they cut a little bit out. Not a lot, but a very little bit was cut out. But it went digital now, so it's really good looking.
I wonder if they still have Tom and Jerry.
I don't know. That's a good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's still in there.
I don't know.
I do remember him saying that. I think he said, like, the monkeys were cut out or something.
Hmm.
I just remember something about monkeys.
I remember the thing, yeah, for the monkeys. About monkeys going to space thing, yeah.
Yeah. I need to give 50s Primetime another shot, definitely.
If you go back, they have, like, you know how you can go to, like, TJ Fridays and they have, like, the potato skins, which is, like, a potato cut in half with bacon and cheese and stuff like that on it? They do it with buffalo chicken. So they put the buffalo chicken on top of it with a ranch or a blue cheese base. You can pick whichever you want to with the cheese on it, on the potato. That's amazing.
Sci-fi or 50s?
Sci-fi.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll
keep that in mind.
Trust me. It's amazing.
Hollywood Studios has always been weird with food for me. I don't know. It's never been that impressive.
I never really cared for it. I only went there like once, but Jennifer saw a picture of it before we went on our honeymoon, and now every time we've gone to the studio since then, we've had to eat at Sci-Fi, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's her thing. I think Studios has the worst food out of all the Fork Parks.
No.
I don't know. Magic Kingdom's worse, I think.
Okay, good point. Yeah. I only think of Magic Kingdom because whenever I go get food at Magic Kingdom, I just get a waffle. At Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, but...
But overall, it's worse.
The only thing I really like there is the plaza, as far as places to go. And it's, like regular food.
I still haven't been to Be Our Guest, so I can't speak about Be Our Guest, so...
Yeah, I've never been... I'm not waiting in that madness for that. I'm sorry.
It's not worth it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Maybe in, like, 10 years, it'll calm down some.
Anyway...
After they build their second restaurant like that...
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about Avatar. Avatar 2 has been delayed to 2017,
2018. They have sex with our tails.
or whenever this shit comes out. So Avatar 2 is delayed. It's kind of going against Star Wars Episode 8 now. I think that's a no-win situation for the Walt Disney Company in any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think it's a win situation, but I don't think it's a loss situation. I just think it makes it even more like, why did you do this?
Well, that's what I mean by no win is like, they're like, right. Well, because when you look at it, I've always said this about Avatar, the first one, as someone who saw it in theaters and was really excited to see it and then read the reviews and everything, is that the movie had two things going for it that I think will not work the second time around. First of all, it was James Cameron's first film after Titanic. So that was really big.
Right.
The second... Yes, it was.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes, it was that long.
Yep.
Second of all, this was supposed to be the movie that was supposed to define and rebuild a concept of 3D in cinema. And that's gone.
It was.
That's gone. That ship sailed. 3D in cinema?
Yeah.
That's gone. So half of that formula is gone now. And the other half is this is the last movie since James Cameron did another Avatar. So I don't know what these people who these people are that are going to see it besides people who go to a movie every week.
I mean, it's going to make money, but A, if it goes up against Star Wars, like it's slated to right now, it's not going to make nearly as much as it would have. And B, it's not going to make nearly as much as it did last time, unless something happens where, you know, people get fooled again, but I don't know.
But again, it's
going to be a good land. It's going to be a good theme park land. The problem is, who knows how much they shelled out to get it?
Yeah, okay.
And it's just, at that point, it's like, you spent all this money to get a property where it's not going to give you, like, Harry Potter or Star Wars numbers. And you own fucking Star Wars.
Yep.
I don't know. It's whatever. It's going to be a good land. It was a dumb move. This just makes it look even dumber.
Desperate.
Whatever.
Desperate move. My thing is that I don't think it's not going to make money. It's just very clear it's a losing situation because it's not going to make as much money as the first one, so it's going to be seen as a failure. It can't make as much money as the first one, so it'll be seen as a failure. I mean, it's a lose-lose because Disney's going to either be Star Wars doesn't do as well as Avatar, why'd you buy Star Wars, or Avatar doesn't do as well as Star Wars, why are you building this Avatar land? Combine that with it never will match up to the amount of money it made for the first one.
No, there's never going to be a moment where anyone goes, why did you buy Star Wars?
Yeah, well, even then. But, Nick, do you have any thoughts?
Oh, no, I was just chuckling because I went on James Cameron IMDb and literally everything he's on is either delayed or pushed back or just announced and it doesn't have a date or anything with it.
Okay. I don't know if you're laughing at me trying to get word in or if you had something.
No, I mean,
someone needs to update Wikipedia. It still says 2016 for Avatar 2.
Hey, edit it, Sean. That clearly shows you how popular Avatar and James Cameron is, that someone is
IMDb
not...
IMDb still has 2016, too. 16, 17,
they,
18.
They haven't... It's been 12 hours since this news came out, and no one's bothered.
I can't believe... Oh, my God. I can't believe Avatar was his first movie after Titanic.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Although he did try to make Spider-Man in between those.
He did? Really?
Oh, yeah. His Spider-Man was going to be terrible. Yeah. He was going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger be Dr. Octopus.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy. That's really bad.
He would have been exactly like Mr. Freeze in Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin.
Like, who? Why, Jim, come on.
So, is he going to have all the bad puns, too?
Let me give you a hand.
I just really hope that would be what it was.
You know, part of me hopes that Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Avatar 2 at some point, just like as like a general or something. I could totally see it happening.
I could have swore.
No.
That was a rumor, at least, for a while. Hold on.
Now that he's no longer governor, I could totally see it happening that he shows up in Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, it was a rumor, but he's not going to be in it. He was rumored to be the villain. I would totally be, you know, that honestly, that would get me to see the movie. I just feel like, fuck it. I want to see it. I want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in, like, blue cat mocap, just looking ridiculous.
that would be ridiculous.
Sean, say they have sex with their tails in your Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
They have sex with their tails. Maria!
Maria, they have sex with their tails. That's pretty good. To quote the AV Club, Cameron also says that once the sequels have been completed, one will come out each subsequent year, therefore after, so in 2017, 18, and 19, ensuring that we have to put the whole thing behind us by 2021. So, we're not the only ones totally not into this. Something you brought up, Sean, that I want to kind of mention is how good of a land and this concept of it doesn't matter what the property is for a good land.
Well,
do you want to touch on that and then Nick a little bit and I'll touch my thoughts on it some?
Yeah. I think that, yes, it doesn't matter how good the land is. I mean, it doesn't matter what the property is if the land is good, in the sense that it's always going to be a good land, even if the property becomes kind of, you know, irrelevant. But again, like I said earlier, it matters when you shell out a bunch of money to get Avatar and James Cameron in your land. It matters how good the property is and how popular it is. Again, maybe all this is for nothing and there is a hidden Avatar fan base out there that's going to show up en masse for this. And it doesn't matter, but if that doesn't happen and the movies are irrelevant and the sequels just kind of fizzle out, it's, you know, a lot of wasted money for a property. And again, the land could have been just as good without the property if it's a good land. That's the only reason, like, yes, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be a good land, probably. It's still going to bring people in, but is it going to bring people in to justify the expenditure of getting Avatar? That's the real question.
Yeah. Nick?
Well, just very much what Sean said. But you also have to face the facts that we're now in an environment with theme parks that the IP is important and it drives a lot of attendance. And I think Avatar Land is going to do well. James Cameron's World of Avatar, whatever they're going to call it. I think it's going to do really well. But then part of me is also thinking how much of that is going to be the fact that Disney World hasn't expanded with a new land in, what, was it Animal Kingdom when the park opened? I know New Fantasyland's there. Don't yell at me. I don't consider New Fantasyland a new land. I consider it part of Fantasyland. It's just they added on to Fantasyland. A brand new land from scratch. Was that Animal Kingdom?
Asia?
Yeah.
Asia. But Asia was under construction at the time.
Even then. Yeah. That was still an expansion, though.
Just because they couldn't build fast enough originally. That doesn't count.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, whenever you can actually pimp a new something like this for Walt Disney World that's going to be a massive infrastructure, it's going to be a new land, it's going to get people down there. It's going to get people to go. It's going to get people, well, we ain't been there in a while. This looks kind of cool. Let's go type of thing. So it's going to do well. I just don't know how sustainable for longevity Avatar will be besides once the newness wears off after about 4 or 5 years. Will that get people to continue to go? And I think that they went with Avatar because they were looking for something along the lines of Potter, knowing it's not going to probably do what Potter does. But they wanted something that would encourage people to come back and come and continue to come see it. And I just don't see Avatar as doing that any better than just a really nice mystery island type of land instead.
Okay. I think there's – when people talk about the land and all that stuff, there's like two – two attractions that always come up for examples, the Matterhorn and Splash Mountain. People somehow keep saying that the Matterhorn's built upon the movie, what was the movie again? Man on the Mountain?
They keep saying
something like that.
But it seemingly that was pulled out of the air in the 90s. Like all the quotes from that come from the fact that Walt was inspired while filming that, but not.
Even if it was, it's not.
There's no
Man
relation
on the Mountain
to the
ride.
Yeah, it's not. You don't like, see. There's no characters in there. The guy's not talking about. You're not reliving the characters' movements from the movie. You know, none of that stuff. It's not.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't a Abominable Snowman in that movie.
I'm willing to take a bet. No. So there's that. And then also, there's Splash Mountain. With Splash Mountain, as Sean is furiously typing to find out if there was a Abominable Snowman in the Man on the Mountain. With Splash Mountain, there's two things going for Splash Mountain that I don't think that pretty much any other IP property has going right now. One is a massive audio animatronic-based attraction that is completely spectacular. Second of all, it has absolutely virtually nothing to do with the movie. The Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear story is so small. And not only that, it's altered to such a degree that it's almost... It's more based on the book than it is on...
It's based on the book.
It's based on the book way more than it is on the movie.
Yeah.
So
I had a college professor that was obsessed with the book, Brer Rabbit. Like, all of his examples in class went back to Brer Rabbit. So, yeah. It is the book. It's not the movie.
Yeah.
Song of the South.
And even then it's edited from the book because, you know, he gets trapped in honey, all that stuff, so.
Tar Baby.
Yeah, okay, I was trying to avoid the racial epithets tonight, Nick.
Goddamn Southerner.
Yeah.
How is that racist?
It's racist. Look it up. And then again, it's brought up a lot. I don't like Harry Potter, but I like Diagon Alley and I like Hogsmeade. So I like Avatar. Well, I think the difference between that is that Avatar is the environment is a lot less hospitable for humans, for us, than, you know, the Harry Potter franchises are. Also, the Harry Potter ones are built out more significantly, and also in ways that allow for people to enjoy them in theme parks, as opposed to a remote wilderness outpost in the middle of nowhere, and everyone wants to kill you.
I got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Do you think that some of the appeal to Potter has to do with the whole franchise is being based around hidden in plain sight? Because, like we have a way of wanting to hide. Like, even when we're little, we want to be able to see people but hide so they can't see us. And, you know, we continue to do that as just, like, people. And then Potter kind of, like, spy movies and stuff like that, that's a whole thing. You know, like, being able to, like, sit in a booth and touch a thing and the table turns around and the table's there. And Potter, like, takes that to the extreme of having a whole civilization hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, it's probably part of it.
Actually, I think it's part of it. My big thing, though, was the entire idea behind there's something secret about you. And while your childhood seemed kind of meh or whatever, there's an awesome kind of thing, like, right around the corner. Like, you know, just Hagrid busting into the shack in the middle of the lake or whatever. Was the lake? Yeah, it was a lake. That kind of
lighthouse thing.
Well, it wasn't a lighthouse, but you know what I mean. It's that idea that really kind of grabbed me. But, I mean, look at Diagon Alley. If you watch Avatar and imagine applying that to a theme park land, how do you do that versus watching any of the Harry Potter movies?
Well, I mean, I don't know about it. It's not that hard to do Avatar. The problem is, for me, it's impossible to be as deep.
Or how about
I shouldn't say that. It's impossible to be as deep and as meaningfully deep.
How about as inviting?
Well, whatever. I don't care about that. I like the adventure side of it. But it's not going to be as meaningfully deep because the Avatar world isn't as deep.
I agree.
As as, you know, 7 books and 8 movies that we have in Potter that you can build off of.
I agree. And but also I want to say that adventure can also be inviting. I mean, look at Indiana Jones at Disneyland. I think that's...
Yeah, I see that them as similar. I mean, Indiana Jones is way better, but...
I wouldn't compare Avatar at all to Indiana Jones, but whatever. I just don't see how you can... I don't know how you can interact with these blue things when they won't allow that to happen in the first place in the movie. Think about that.
Yeah.
Those things that just don't make sense. And just it just adds these weird layers. I mean, people are like, oh, then why are all the muggles walking around? It's like, well, then, you know, it's that kind of thing.
But we can breathe the wizard air. We can't breathe the six-tail kitties air.
That's a good point. That's another good point. Six-tail kitties. We have a new band name. Write it down. Let's move on from Avatar. Everyone done with Avatar? We set our piece for now?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Let's talk about some Universal, shall we? So today was a little weird. I was closing up work. I did a big audit today with the vendors, closing up everything. So it seems like we all started talking that on Twitter, Cowfish was like apologizing and reaching out to people for customer service other issues.
I think it all came from Bergani tweeting because he's a jackass. But
whatever. Did he do that today?
Yeah.
Oh, he did it today. I thought this was like an old thing.
No.
So what did he tweet?
Oh, he complained about the service being slow, and of course he left. So he made a big, you know, because God knows Ricky Bergani doesn't get special treatment, he's gonna be pissed. You know,
he's like LeVar Burton, but without reading Rainbow.
I mean, it's whatever. I understand being upset about slow service, but who knows? That guy's a fucking diva. So,
yeah, he is. I mean, but let's not pretend that there's some issues at the restaurant.
Yeah, they seem to be slow.
But it's also weird because I'm hearing things from people saying I've never had an issue, but then Nick, who I don't think you have an axe to grind. Or anything that, you did have issues.
Well, I've talked about it on the show, but yeah, whenever we went to Cowfish the first time, admittedly this was back closing early and all that, and everybody's floating City Walk and all that. We went in there and we got at the bar and we ate, but it took us about 2 hours to get our food, eat, and it was between an hour and a half, 2 hours to get our food, eat, and check out and leave. So, I mean. It's good food, and it's not going to keep me from going back. But you know, they're—I don't know. It has some issues, and if I would have gone there at like 1 o'clock and done that, and that would have cut 2 hours into my touring of the parks, I would have more of an axe to grind. But with it being the way it is, I don't have as big of an axe to grind. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does. Do we want to talk a little bit about just City Walk's new establishments in general, or have we done that, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, we've done that enough.
So, I mean, we've talked about Antojitos, we talked about Vivo as much as we can. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we brought
NASCAR
up
NASCAR is coming along to whatever the hell it's going to be.
The NBC Sports Grill or whatever.
I don't think
Did y'all watch the Tim Trekker video where he, last time they were at studios and he like zoomed in on it and you could see like behind the brickwork the mural that's still back there from before they put the brick in front of it.
What was it?
It was like a NASCAR mural, like the cars going around the track.
Really? I didn't know there was ever a mural there. Yeah, I knew. I saw that video. I thought he was just being.
Oh yeah, the old NASCAR mural was tacky. Whew.
You should send a photo of that to him.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't even know if I can find one.
Look for it. Send it to the Tim Tracker.
I'm getting the feeling it's not going to be an NBC Sports Grill.
Then what would it be?
I don't know, but I'm just getting a feeling that it's going to be something better than that.
Cheesecake Factory.
TGI Fridays.
Burn down City Walk. I would burn down City Walk.
Applebee's. Red Robin.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I'd be okay with Dunkin' Donuts.
Get your cake cups, y'all.
I would go Dunkin' Donuts simply because they have good breakfasts. Or they at least I could, or at least I don't have to go out of my way to go get a coffee and a donut on the way to the parks.
I would 100% be okay with Dunkin' Donuts.
How about the like world's largest Tim Hortons?
Like where Annie Ann's was. Like, make one of those into a Dunkin' Donuts coffee stand. I'd be 100% okay with that.
Yeah.
Just do like a mall food court with like a sombrero thing.
They already have that.
No, not a Sbarro.
They already have one of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, we already have Moe's, Panda Express, and Burger King.
You can expand that. That's a good idea. Let's just move it.
Glow away, Nick.
Moe's, the poor people's Chipotle, Burger King.
I don't mind Moe's. Everybody hates Moe's, but I don't mind.
I'm not hating it. It's just not as good as Chipotle.
Yeah, it's not.
Nowhere near as good. Let's not kid ourselves here. Panda Express is just like, that still exists? That's a thing? Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's like comparing McDonald's and Steak and Shake or something like that. I mean, it's not as good, but it's okay.
I don't know. That's more like comparing McDonald's and like Five Guys or something.
Well, yeah, Steak and Shake's better than Five Guys, but
I don't know about that.
No.
The fries are better.
Nothing as good as Smash Burger, sir.
I don't even know what this is.
I actually like Smash Burger. Smash Burger's pretty good.
Smash Burger's really good. Here's what I think. Smash Burger's burgers are better, but I like the fries at Five Guys better.
Oh, yeah. Five Guys fries are the best.
I'm just throwing that one out there because the best part is at Dayton, they had a Smash and a Five Guys right across the street from each other. So you'd
get both.
Yeah, you'd get both. Which would be awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If they're not building the NBC Sports Grill or whatever they're calling it, I mean, is it a new concept? Is it?
I don't know. I'm just getting the feeling.
Could it be what was Sean? I'm drawing a blank right now. What was Moe's family feed bag or whatever? What was it
Moe's,
called?
Yeah, Moe's family feed bag.
Yeah, Moe's family feed bag. What about that?
Uncle Moe's family feed.
Oh yeah, Uncle Moe's.
I'm Uncle Moe. Here I am. Here's your fries. Here I am. It's Uncle Moe's. It's your birthday. Here I am.
What a great episode.
Exactly. That was a good episode.
Just take the basket off my head. The grease is dripping on my face.
Yeah. Oh, man, so good. Oh, I don't know.
Can I have another soda?
Okay.
Ice hurts my teeth.
So guess what else was announced this week?
Nothing?
Mardi Gras. Or last week.
Yeah.
Or last week, whatever. In the past week, Mardi Gras has been announced. We're getting Axe. I don't know what to say really about them.
Fine. I don't know. Everyone's freaking out about it. It's like the same Mardi Gras lineup that they always get, except there isn't the one big act that they get every year.
Yeah. There's no Weezer or whatever that they sometimes get.
I don't know why everyone's freaking out about it.
Kelly Clarkson, Olivia Newton-John, who's popular, I guess. I don't know. Bare Naked Ladies, who were never the same after that one guy left. Heart. Styx. Our new favorite performer ever, Yandel. Yandel. I want to say Yandel. That sounds much better. B-52s. All American Rejects. Bunch of other ones. And then two to be determined. So
yeah, like they could end up getting someone huge for one of those. Like, I don't know, people need to calm down.
Like March 28th could be just, and plus remember the March 28th that's the only band that weekend. If you look at it,
right? Yeah, people need to pump the brakes. Just relax. It's like the same kind of lineup they get every single year.
Yeah. Who would you like to see in the to be determined one?
The Beatles.
Okay, we will do that.
The zombie Beatles. Elvis.
He's still around, so yeah. We know your love affair with Elvis, Sean.
Elvis is awesome. Anyone who doesn't like Elvis could suck it.
Yeah, I know, but your musical tastes are like stuck in like the 80s, 70s and 80s.
No, I like some music from the 90s.
I like some music from 20 years ago.
That's because there's no good music now. Music is terrible.
Oh, there's plenty of good
music.
What's the
quote from The Simpsons? I think it's The Simpsons. That's going to bother me. It's about like no entertainment industry is hollow. Well, except the music industry.
Yeah, good point. I don't know who I want to see. I mean, we could like peruse like the Bonnaroo schedule and pick someone out. I guess that'd be pretty big. I don't know. We can get Sleater-Kinney or something, or Panda Bear. I don't know. That'd be cool.
No, we need
Star Lord's ultimate dance party.
He's part of the Animal Collective, sir. Jeez, come on.
I don't care. I don't care what kind of guild he's in. He can't put a bear on stage. Lollipop guild.
That may be a show title right there. I don't know. I'm excited. It sounds good. I need to pick a date to go down.
Yes, yeah, you do.
I'm not gonna be there until after it's over.
Well, you're gonna be there in like 3 weeks, so shut up.
Well, yeah, that too, but
before and after.
Yeah.
So just to mention this real quick, in public forum, not to make it enough embarrassing, but like this week I had like a dream that I was like in Orlando for some odd reason, and I had to go to Cowfish simply because I wanted to beat you to go there.
Oh, Joe. Joe.
That's the only... So I just want to put that out there. That was pretty good.
You always have antojitos, Joe. You beat us all to antojitos.
Yeah, that's true. And the guac, the delicious guacamole. I need to go to Vivo. You guys still haven't been to Vivo. We should do that, too.
Yeah, I need to do that.
That's on my list for next trip, for sure, is Vivo.
And I want to go back to Red Oven, because Red Oven's amazing.
I've never done Red Oven.
We did that...
Oh, that's right, you weren't there.
Yeah, we did that the night you left. Yeah.
It was so good.
That was really good. So, moving on.
Always slammed.
It is busy. But it's really, really good.
It wasn't when we were there, but that's because there was a deluge going on.
Yeah.
Good old Halloween Horror Nights. It's good for something.
So, let's talk about some Kong, perhaps?
Kong.
We got external, like, supports for thematic elements, I guess is the best way to put it. Seems like there's going to be a...
Friggin' huge.
Seems like the backside, the top part of the building will be some sort of mural, and it'll kind of expand out.
Yeah, I'm guessing because you're not really going to see that unless you're, like, up in Camp Jurassic, it looks like. Yeah, like, when you're on the ground, that facade is huge and, like, covers everything up top.
Dude, that building is massive in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just massive.
So, that's happening. Is there really any other construction updates besides they're just really pouring all their foundations and tracks and all that stuff right now?
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. When do you think it's opening?
According to my friend Joe, this summer.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow, spring.
I would say a very, very slim outside chance of, like, maybe Christmas soft opening time, but I doubt they do that.
Christmas 2015?
Yeah, but I would think it would be more likely that it won't open until, like, or, like, it won't soft open until, like, March, April-ish next year.
That's what I'm thinking. I think the only way they soft open for Christmas is if they have it ready by Thanksgiving and they can give them a couple of weeks before the Christmas rush.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. Spring... And then they'll push it that summer.
Okay. Do you want to mention Fallon, that thing going on right now, or?
Nah, not until they actually start doing anything.
Yeah, it just seems like that's kind of in a holding pattern, I guess.
Yeah, who knows what's happening there?
That's a weird project.
A lot of things are in a holding pattern.
Yeah, I think there's a lot up in the air right now, and I think things are going to get solidified again. But it's just like things kind of jumped around a bunch, and now things are falling down into place. So let's talk about.
They need to freaking make an announcement. Like, they have so much stuff on. Whatever. Who cares? Well, they annoy me.
Yeah.
Is anyone up?
When did the
they annoy me most, especially after what we're going to talk about next. That we know everything. We literally know everything.
What about when was the announcement in 2012? Was it for all the expansion stuff, like the new the updates to
the Transformers,
like Spider-Man? No, the updates to Spider-Man, all that stuff.
No. Spider-Man and Despicable Me were announced in 2011.
Okay, when was that in 2011?
May. And then in January 2012, somewhere around there, they announced CineSpec and the parade and some other stuff.
Using that, like, the web thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did, I think they also did the Putt-Putt.
Yeah.
Then they talked about the new Blue Man show, too.
Yeah.
So they kind of did all that there.
Yeah, I think that was around, it was somewhere in January. And, I mean, it's Lance and the Screamscape. Lance Screamscape's, you know, he posts everything. But he did say he heard that there might be an announcement later this month, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, I don't know. It'll probably be posted right about now on Wednesday at 9:34 p.m., right?
We'll stop recording.
On some random. It'll be posted on Pinterest.
Yeah, we'll stop recording and a Facebook post will go up.
Yeah, Pinterest. It'll go on Google Plus.
Because they do not understand how to do this.
Yeah.
No, they'll post it on their Tumblr and they'll announce like 3 weeks, 3 months from now. Oh, we have a Tumblr account. Did you not know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to the water park.
Water parks, yay. Do you want to talk about this a little bit, Sean, since you've been more into this than we have?
Let me get the permit up real quick. The important thing is someone posted the details of the permit on Orlando United, and I'm lazy and very rarely ever actually read through what the permit says, especially this that's just a wall of text. Mm-hmm. But there's like some good information in there. First of all, it said that there's going to be or 13 quote unquote resort amenities between 20 and 200 feet tall, I think it was, which is, and we all assume that resort amenities means how many attractions there will be. So like, you know, there'll be 13 different, what the hell? Oh, the system is currently unavailable. I can't bring up the permit. Okay.
Lame.
we think there'll be 13 different attractions. So, but, you know, every water park attraction has like 2 to 4 to more slides breaking off of it. So who knows how many actual slides there'll be. But it also talked about, because I reread the permit today, but I would like to have it in front of me. And they talk about, it sounds like it is going to be, you're going to be bussed in if you're not on the property from the parking garages if you want to go to the water park, which we've kind of known all along. Teven on Orlando United was talking about that. I also saw that the city approved the project on the permit, as long as there were some other conditions that Universal needed to fulfill. So at least it looks like they, you know, have the go ahead to start building, or they have the go ahead that the project needs, and they'll get the go ahead for like the actual building through all the other permits. But it looks like, you know, they're good to go. So. And I think someone said on Orlando United they've been moving dirt pretty heavily around there. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they had a mountain.
It's coming.
Built up over there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any any pictures, but it looks like there's a lot of work going on around there, and there's obviously a lot of work going on the Sapphire Falls plot.
Yeah. But, what about the attractions we're expecting?
Oh, yeah. Tevin was talking about the Pro Slides LIM Mammoth Coaster, water coaster.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but, like, a huge, even bigger than the Mammoth. It might be, the way he was talking, he said it's going to be bigger than the Mammoth. So I'm wondering if it's even a brand new design from Pro Slide, which would be cool. That's, like, the biggest thing. And I think, I'm guessing that's going to be, like, the centerpiece headliner attraction that everyone's going to want to ride. Which, if it's going through the volcano, we could see, you know, we could see some cool maybe theming or even show scenes or something like that, which I think they need to do that. You know, I think they, and from everything that, you know, Tevin on Orlando United, who's a good source, is saying that, you know, creative's really putting their full weight behind this. And everyone's, you know, the people who know a lot more than we do have always said that it's going to be kind of a groundbreaking water park concept. So I really hope they do to a you know, water park rides what they did to dark rides in the past 15 years. You know, I want to see some things that are going to freaking blow our minds.
What about Lazy Rivers? Anything else?
Oh yeah. He said that there's going to be two, which I always kind of assumed. And I'm guessing they'll maybe intertwine at points. I don't know. Lazy Rivers are awesome. I love Lazy Rivers. I always said if I was ever rich, I wouldn't have a pool in my house. I would have a Lazy River going around my backyard.
You know, I swear to God, I swear I saw one of those, like, extreme home shows where they built a Lazy River.
Yes.
Everyone has a pool. Fuck pools.
Yeah, Lazy Rivers are where it's at. Especially one that just has, like, a waterfall in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. So I guess the question is, what's it going to be called then? Wonder Sea or Volcano Bay?
Who knows? Who cares? Both names are good.
Yeah.
You know, both they trademarked both. Who knows? We'll see.
What about the, actually something that we forgot to mention, T-Bin was mentioning a theme.
Oh yeah, he said it's very stylized Polynesian, so I'm expecting Trader Sam's, the water park.
So I think that actually fits really well into Cabana Bay.
I think it fits in with, yeah, that whole corner.
I could see it fitting somewhat tangentially in with Sapphire Falls and Royal Pacific, but it seems when I think stylized tiki, I think 1950s.
Yeah.
And that's Cabana Bay.
Yeah.
So I just see it being like Cabana Bay-esque, especially with how close it is.
Yeah.
It just seems to be that kind of thing where it's like you look out and you see the, like, a really stylized glowing volcano kind of thing.
Oh, can you just imagine sitting out at that pool at Cabana Bay looking at that volcano at night?
And you just hear the music playing and just it's glowing and you can almost hear like the aloha, you know, the doo-doo-doo music in the background.
Yep.
Tevin also says that there might be a night show there, but I don't know how much I believe that.
Yeah. It'll play for a summer, and then they'll cancel it.
Yeah. Can we get one at IOA first?
Yeah. Not going to happen. Never going to
happen. I know.
Got to do other things first. I'm trying to see what else is going on. Tevin and also Lance at Screamscape mentioned a nighttime show. An indoor section of the water park that would allow for comfortable year-round operations.
I don't know how much I believe that.
Using the RFID bands for cashless purchases and a bunch of other things because they don't. If there's one place that works, I think is a water park. Because in a theme park, you have, you know, your cell phone and you have your wallet. Water park, you want pretty much nothing on you except a bathing suit and this magical RFID band. So you don't want to carry around stuff like that.
Especially, I could see it like at the locker rental. Like you get a band that unlocks your locker and you can tie in your card and stuff to it.
Or you just get a band and then when you rent a locker, you could use it to unlock the locker.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what else there really is to say about Wonder Sea/Volcano Bay/whatever.
I'm excited, but at this point, we know probably all we're gonna know until either A, the water permits come out, that's where we usually get our first look at the kind of layout of stuff, mm-hmm. or until they actually announce it, which I'm, you know, the rumor is it's going to open in 2017. So with them, who knows when they're going to announce it? I could see them, this being something they announce early, just because it's not going to keep people from coming to the resort. Like, you know,
yeah,
like they waited on Potter and stuff like that to announce it, but who knows with them? Like Mike said, it'll open, the park will just open and they won't even announce it. and that wouldn't surprise me, because I don't know, they're weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there? I'm going through my notes right now. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about or bring up?
No.
Kind of a we're in the off season right now, so it's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Not too much going on.
Did we get any questions? No.
No, I didn't ask for questions because I didn't know how long this episode would run. I either see this being like an hour, like it is right now, or like 5 hours.
Yeah, no, that's
so. Just a random rumor. Cedar Point may be getting a B&M dive coaster.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so that could be interesting. So, yeah. If that's it, I don't know when we're going to do the next episode or try to do them as we get time/ there's interesting stuff going on. Sean, you're going to Universal/everything in 3 weeks or so?
Soon.
Soon.
And I'm really only going to Universal. And it's only for a day. The other few days, I'll be around the resort area, but I'm not going to any parks.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. And then.
And then I'll be back in April.
Yeah, you bastard.
That's my long one.
Yeah. When are you in there? We'll talk after the show. Anyway. And then Nick and I or some other people are trying to get down sometime this spring, I guess. I don't know.
Hopefully, Mardi Gras, Tom. Somewhere in there.
So yeah, things are looking pretty cool. I'm really excited. I guess that's it. You can find us online at parkscope.net. You can follow us on Twitter at parkscope. Just at parkscope. You can follow me at parkscope Joe. Nick, where can we find you at?
At parkscope Nick.
Don't bother following Sean.
You can't follow me.
You can't follow him. And follow Mike at CapMike87. And Parkscope.
But who cares about Mike?
Yeah, and no one really does. Let's be honest. And he won't even listen.
He hasn't been on the show in so long.
He won't even listen to this. So we can say whatever we want. So 3 weeks from now, we're going to be like, y'all, I finally listened to the episode.
What the hell, y'all?
And you can follow Parkscope Baloo when he's not spot lifting for Sean in his home gym at Parkscope_Baloo. We've created an elaborate backstory with Parkscope Baloo. I'm very happy about this.
He's an everyman.
Now, he's also an Ironman, so he can do the biking, the swimming, and the running
competition. He's also Ironman.
Yeah, he's
like
also
Tony Stark.
Yes. Exactly. Oh my god, that's amazing. So we'll see you guys next time. Love everybody, hate everything. Who wants to do the salute Kungaloosh? Anyone? Who wants to do that?
Just do it.
Kungaloosh, everyone.
Yay.
Yay. Aloha. Fond and